Okay, I better go
home.
on IBD page.
Yes. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome back. I missed you last week. It feels like it's been so much longer than a week since I've been on here. welcome to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, and this is Horse Thursday, of course. Today is Thursday, December 1st. I'm having a really hard time saying that because I can't quite believe it's December already. But I'm super happy to be with you all today. before I say hello to Cindy, I would just like to remind everyone to grab a pen and paper. We almost always are going to have a phone number, an event coming up, a new great thing to find somewhere with some great information to share. So you want to be ready to write that down when we do. And please press one on your phone if you want to talk with us. As you know, it's a big part of what our show is about. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear your questions. Likely, if you have a question, somebody else does too. And it really opens up good lines of communication. And that's how we all learn the best. And so please, press one. We would love to chat with you. But just as a reminder for this show, we do need to keep it to horses with the horse unit and really stay away from any kind of medical type of questions or stories. But other than that, we can talk about a lot. So we would love to chat with you. With that, all that said, I'm going to say good morning to Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey. Good morning, everybody. And welcome to December.
And it's been 2 weeks since we've seen you. So,
yeah,
or heard from you.
I was kind of busy last week, and so do you want me to talk about that? Or
yeah, let's go ahead and dive right in.
Yeah. Okay. So, last week was the annual American Association of Equine Practitioners convention. It was held this year in San Antonio, Texas. And it went from Friday through Monday. There was, as a trade show, this was the first time that Beamer Corporate has been a vendor at a veterinary medicine convention. And so it was kind of a big deal for corporate to sponsor the booth. We have attended as just distributors this convention before, but not ever sponsored by corporate. So we had a really nice booth that was kind of double-sized, and we had, a familiar orange horse and all kinds of TV monitors, and we had three Beamer beds set up because the focus really was to attract veterinarians and other busy horse practitioners who often get hurt, have chronic pain, and they and they keep terrible hours and don't always take great care of themselves. And, Rainey, I suppose that you can attest to the fact because, you put the animal first and if it's, a midnight call or something like that, it can be a really grueling schedule. So the idea was to open people's eyes to the fact that there was more than the Beamer horse set. And I would say the majority of people who came to the booth had never, if they had heard of Beamer, they had no idea there was a human set. So I was one of the four people that Dr. Burka selected to work the booth. It was also Dr. Marlise, of course, and Ian Robb, and then Dr. Heather O'Leary, who's also a veterinarian and acupuncturist. So We had kind of a mixed group, and it was real high profile because Albert was there. Of course, Brad Horn and his marketing group were there, and they had videographers. We brought over Dr. Joseph Hermann Genn from Germany, and you'll notice him on a number of our videos, including also the one that talks about the stallion reproduction. And so he came over, and then I'm drawing a blank because his name was hard to pronounce. One of the veterinarians from the same clinic that did the anesthesia research on the eye surgery and other surgeries, he was also came over. And then Alexander, who's the equine marketing person in charge in Europe, came over. All of whom were, you know, which is a pretty big deal for them to send those guys over. And then, So the two veterinarians, as well as Dr. Melissa King, who was the lead researcher for the Colorado State Back Pain Study, was also a speaker. And for both days, Saturday and Sunday, we had a noon time slot for about 45 minutes where Dr. Burka introduced the veterinarians. And, you know, people could come and listen to that. And so that helped to really validate the fact that we did have the research behind us. I will tell you that our booth was not in as great a location as we thought it would be, and people had to look for us. And we were a standing room only, wait in line for 4 days solid. I've never been at a convention where I didn't have a breathing time at all, ever. And so, but it was very high energy, you know, because we had all of our bigwigs there too. And it was, you know, we made up postcards to hand out to people to tell them about this, about the, you know, the veterinarian talks on both days. It was the same talk both days. And, you know, we had flyers about that. And we had a show, you know, we had a special that we created for the show. And, in fact, Beamer Corporate just, you know, sponsored a raffle so that we could have a Beamer as a prize, and they could choose between horse and human. And that was obviously a big draw to the booth. But they didn't just get to come up to the booth and say, you know, put me on the list. In order to, you know, be registered to be, you know, to win the, you know, win the prize, they had to give us all their information, get put into the system. They had to watch Dr. Burka's green narrated blood flow video, which was a little challenge because the Wi-Fi in the center couldn't handle 5,000 people using it all at once. That may be a slight overstatement, but not much. And so, anyway, the technology was a challenge. But so they had to give us their information, watch the video, and then they had to do a human demo so that they could experience it for themselves. So you can see that we were, you know, we were really busy. It was there was a lot of veterinary students there, which, you know, has given me a couple ideas about things we can do differently. And, you know, and a lot of the exhibitors were interested as well. So we thought we'd go in early and try and get our flyers and things ready and set up the booth. And there was already people waiting to say, I tried three times yesterday and you were so busy I couldn't get there. So needless to say, there was a lot of buzz. And I would say that our booth, you know, was one of the busiest ones, and there was over 1,500 people there exhibiting. So I would say it came across as a very professional operation. I think it was very well received. I was thrilled to be able to meet the guys from Europe because that's very interesting, and we really want to be able to collaborate more with them to the extent that we can sometimes. So I think, you know, it was a great event. It was just grueling, put it that way, a little more so than I might have anticipated. But we have, you know, I think we created a good impression. And for those people that had not ever, there were still a lot of people who had never even heard what Beamer was. You know, they had no clue. So it shows that we have room to grow, if you will. And in fact, if any of you on the call or who listen to the recording afterwards, if you have mentioned this to your own veterinarian previously at all, you might see if they went and they attended, if they give you any feedback. But I think I would be surprised if it was anything other than positive, with the exception of the fact that they said, you know, I could never get in there. I kept trying. So we did, I'm not sure how Brad's going to announce it. We did have a winner who is a pretty high-profile veterinarian osteopath, and she chose the human set. And so I think, you know, we opened a lot of eyes where people were saying, gee, you know, I'm a mobile vet, so I'm driving all day long. You know, we had the B-sit set up with the B-pad. So I think we planted some good seeds there in that respect. And other than that,
yeah, I mean, as far as that physical toll on a veterinarian's body, I'm not a vet, but my dad's a vet, so I've been, you know, my entire life. But I mean, small animal vets, even, you know, it's the schedule and it's the on call and it's the, you know, you're on 24 hours and you're, you know, the scheduling, it's more that. But when you're a large animal vet or mixed animal practice like we are, it's everything. I have lost track of how many ribs my dad has broken. I think he's in the 30s somewhere over his lifetime career as a veterinarian.
Wow.
And so that's just one example of, you know, the toll it can take on your body. But like you said, not to mention, the midnight calls, the 12-hour day averages, you're never off call kind of thing. So.
Yeah. And, you know, I just stopped asking people, where does it hurt? Because I could, it was, it was either their shoulders or their lower back or their hips. Every single person. And there's this one crusty old guy who said, yeah, he's had this shoulder problem for 30 years. And so I said, well, you know, you can come back every day and we'll try it. But, you know, I'm not magic, you know, it's going to take a while to work on that. But it definitely was, you know, the same places that people were hurting. And, you know, we know that ourselves from working around large animals. You know,
yeah.
You can definitely you can pull things and aside from getting injured and stepped on and kicked and all that fun stuff. So there's a lot of opportunity there, and that applies to not just veterinarians, because as we know, if you know, you're certainly welcome to talk to veterinarians that you have, you know, that are your personal animal veterinarians. But, you know, we're not in, just like with the human doctors, we're not in the cold calling business. And, you know, as our distributors, they're not authorized to do that. But if you do have a vet, you know, it's the same as with riders. You know, people are constantly overdoing it or, you know, finding some way to hurt themselves. So don't forget that Beamer can help the rider and the handler as much as can help the horse. So anyway, that was a busy week, and I'm still recovering. and the
I
weather
bet,
was horrible.
It sounds like,
yeah.
Oh, was it?
It was rainy and cold and windy and very unpleasant, not what I expected at all, because the Riverwalk in San Antonio can be really quite lovely. But the gods did not conspire. So anyway, that's my kind of update about that. We did not hear about these leather straps, and good for you, Rainey, for finding them. I'm looking at them now. Do you want to talk about those?
Yeah, but first I just wanted to thank you for all your work going to that convention. I mean, that's a huge thing for all of us. The more, you know, that's such a great big booth and having corporate so involved and getting all those veterinarians and coming from, you know, Germany and just really putting that we really have a lot of science behind this product kind of image in everyone's mind and all these big equine vets across the country is just an incredible boost for all of us. So thank you for your part in that. And I thank you for sharing because it sounded like a great weekend and I wish I could have made it work so I could have gone and said hello.
Yeah. One other thing just to mention, although, you know, none of us had any time to cruise the other booths, but, you know, I've looked at right. the vendors. I didn't see, for example, the MW people there. There were a couple of PMF devices, but they were not very, there wasn't any buzz around there. So there were not a lot of, there's a bunch of supplements and pharmaceutical representatives there. And I got to tell you my personal highlight, Rainey, because you know I'm a Yellowstone
okay.
fan. So thanks to my friend Ian, I got a picture with Rip.
Oh, so, all right.
they came in. They did bring him in. So Edis brought him in. And so that was my personal highlight, even though it was the last day and I was looking a little bedraggled. But it didn't matter. I got the picture.
That's awesome.
It's real. Yeah, but he wasn't wearing his black hat and the shades, you know. I mean, it's still, I'll show that picture. Anyway, that was the highlight for me.
That's awesome. Well, what a great cap to a long but successful weekend. So it sounds like you guys did such a really great job, and we all appreciate all of that. But, yes, these new straps, which I had no idea was coming, but this is – before we even start talking about it, this is one of my favorite things about Beamer is they continue to try to find better ways to do everything. Even if you have something that you think is great, they're still finding most of the time just little ways to make things better. And it's usually in response to what we have asked for for whatever reason. So, and these are no exception. So yeah, I'm kind of exciting just to see just the little improvements that they made just probably because they've had so many people ask about or problems with or something. So.
Well, we know that the version 3 was a reflection of, you know, changes that had been recommended through the field and, you know, all the way from veterinarians to all kinds of trainers and users. So, you know, you're right. The fact that they listen and they modify things is really important. So there's really two aspects to what's coming out.
Or three.
What I'm not clear on. Yeah. Three. Yeah. What I'm wondering is if these are already, like if you order a horse set today, is it going to include that? I don't know. And that's something that I'm going to follow up on.
Yeah. Like I said, I just saw this. Looks like it's a brand new post, and I just saw it this morning. So there's definitely things I have questions about too. So hopefully these will come clear, and we'll try to get some answers for all of you for next week too. But always, I mean, check on that Facebook page. Dr. Marlies Vonkas, who's the one who posted it, so she will be able to. Probably she doesn't have all the answers yet, but she's probably getting them too. So that's always a good place to go too. But yeah, there's three new things that they've kind of updated with these cuffs, and it looks like one is with the straps, they've made leather, which is just a little bit more durable because I guess I've never really seen too much of this, but I guess horses like to play with them. And they've had some trouble with the rubber part end of it, so they've made it a more durable leather. And then the other part is like looks like a new silicone cover to the actual control unit on them. And it looks like it's a little bit tougher is what they're saying, you know, it won't scuff or mark as much. And then the other one is kind of a cool idea, especially, you know, for people that are, you know, renting their units out or at an event with multiple people, with multiple Beamers or even somebody who has multiple sets to keep track of your sets all in one so you can keep them all together.
Yeah.
Is an inscription area. Yeah, inside. Yeah, because I'm like that with my human units. I've got, you know, a couple rental units. I've got home units. I've got one at the clinic. And so I have my own little ways to keep track of which is which. But this is really great. There's a little inscription area now inside the inner, like underneath, it looks like the layer that you can take out and wash, where you can and personalize your cuffs so that you don't mix them up and you know whose is whose. So those are great, just little additions, but can make a huge difference. So
yeah, absolutely. Those are things to kind of make them more sturdy. So I think that sounds good. And you can see on the IBD horse set page, you can see pictures of this. And I believe Marlies took this out of the corporate newsletter, which I'm not sure it's actually come yet, but it will be coming today for December 1st. So those will be highlighted in there. So you can take a glance at what it looks like. It looks a little bit, just slightly different. And so something else that has changed, and I didn't know about it. I don't know if anybody else has noticed. But in fact, if you remember, when we go in the back office and talk in the distributor library and talk about sales and marketing, which is really such a, you know, it's a huge, lengthy section of all kinds of tools that are available to you. And it used to be where horses and people were all on that, on the sales and marketing section. And they've reorganized things. So they pulled out the horse part and put it into the equine product page. So like the newsletters and the blogs and the videos and presentations and everything, it's much easier to find now because it's all just in a place for horses. And that will include then the link, which had been posted also in Facebook before, but for the most recent and final 2022 Beamer Equine Educational Experience on the Conditional Hoof, that recording is available in there now. And if, in fact, you haven't shared that with your clients, customers, as well as prospects, that's an excellent tool. So it's really something that you want to watch yourself personally and also, you know, use it to share it, because I think some of the information there was, it was not our standard, you know, understanding from before. And so, Rainey, I don't know, have you had a chance to look at that yet?
I have watched some of it. I have not been able to watch all of it. I keep kind of watching bits and pieces as I have time, but I definitely have shared it. So
okay,
and it also
okay.
is
yeah,
on
no,
the
I was curious,
Beamer
yeah.
Share app too.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And just remember, when you use that Share app, you got to refresh it at least once a day because they're constantly adding things. And if you say, "Well, I can't find that," it's probably because you haven't refreshed your app. And to do that, you know, on the homepage of the Beamer Share, you just hold your finger at the top and drag it down a little bit, and then you'll see the spinning wheel. It only takes like 2 or 3 seconds to update. But don't forget to do that. So,
I made that mistake
anyway,
in the beginning because I couldn't find things. So thank you for sharing that, because I was one of those people that was like, I can't find the stuff. So opening it does not refresh
it.
You actually have to manually refresh it.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was going, where is it? Where is it? I know they put it in here. Yeah well, it was there. So
yep.
anyway, so definitely, so good things, you know, new tools or more tools and, you know, and enhancements for the product. So that's all pretty exciting. Do we have anybody who wants to talk to us, Freddie?
We do. We have a few people that want to chat with us. I'm going to start opening lines. First is area code 713. I believe this is Chandra. Area code 713, you're live on Blog Talk.
Yes, it's Sandra in Houston.
Hi,
I got
Sandra.
On a little late, so I'm not sure who I've been listening to. give that great review of the San Antonio event. I was trying to figure out where it was, and finally I went, oh, okay, San Antonio. I had somebody go to that.
Convention Center.
Yeah, it was, I'm sure, yeah, it was nasty weather last weekend, for sure.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
And I'm trying to look at a map and give me directions. I want to invite some guests to the December 10th Equine Academy. They're not distributors. Is the agenda in the morning, would that be the good place for a prospect to come who's maybe going to be a customer, maybe they're interested in the business? I'm just trying to define the time that I could say,
Sandra,
okay, watch between these hours.
I have bad news for you. This training is for our distributors only. It's not for guests. It's not for the outside. At some point in the future, we may do something like that, but this is definitely geared towards us internally, and it's not something where it would be appropriate to share with people. You know, we're talking about compliance and all kinds of things like that.
Okay.
So,
well, let me interrupt you with this. The reason I thought it might be available for guests is when I registered, it had a link for a guest to register as a guest. So
yeah, that's
I may have thought it was something that it isn't, but it. To me, I read it and thought, oh, I can use this as a tool to prospect with. So
yeah, I wish. Yeah, okay. We're pretty careful in when we advertise it, and it says it's for distributors only in the details, but the button that says a guest would be like if somebody who was an IBD and they had, you know, like Rainey at your office, you know, you could have another colleague or something who was involved in the distributorship. Or, you know,
okay,
husband,
well,
wife, something
yeah,
like
it,
that. Yeah, anyway.
It could be a little misleading.
Yeah.
I'm glad that because I asked my RD about it, and I didn't get the reply. It's only for distributors, so I've been kind of noodling on this. So,
uh-oh.
Hey, it's one less thing I need to do.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
No. It's perfect. I'm just glad to know. Okay. So that was my main reason for pushing the button, and I'll let you take another call.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
Sandra, I'm glad you asked. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Even though it didn't work out well for you. I'm glad you asked because that's important for everyone to know because I just looked at that while we were talking. I can see how that could be misleading, definitely. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, ladies. Got to go now.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Sandra.
Thank you.
Bye. That's
yeah,
a great question.
Yeah, I can see
and,
that.
And
we need to be more clear.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be kind of maybe more obvious in there that it is. I mean, we've talked about it, obviously, but the more we can just let people know that that is just a, you know, supplemental academy and it is not for any kind of, you know, prospects or anything like that. So, I'm coming this time, finally. I'm going to make it to an academy. So.
Oh, yay. Yay.
Yeah,
maybe we can put you to work. Excellent. Well, I know we've had changes and we're going
to...
Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And anyway, I'm glad you're going to be able to be there. So we'll look for some good constructive comments from you about that.
Well, good. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I have a new distributor, a new equine distributor that's going to be there too. And so I'm excited to do that with her too. So it should be really good. And I've been wanting to do this, but they've been on Mondays, which is about the worst day for me. So I'm happy that it's on a day that I can do it, and I'm excited to be part of it. We should talk about that. So December 10th, the Equine Academy. Remember for everyone, now we know it's for distributors only, but it is also just a supplemental academy. So you have to have already attended the full, you know, two-day you know, just general Beamer Academy first, because this doesn't go over all of the, you know, the science behind Beamer and the history of the company and all that stuff that's really important for all new distributors to learn. And so you need to do that first, and then this is just a extended equine portion, basically, that you can kind of add on to that. So please, anyone that's, you know, considering wanting to learn more about the equine unit, this is a great opportunity to do that. So, and I know everyone works really hard on doing this event. So
plenty of space.
Yeah, go ahead, Cindy. Oh, do
we?
Good.
Sorry, we have plenty of space. Yeah, there's about, you know, I think we set it at 250, and I think we've got 147 tickets sold. So there's still definitely room. And, in fact, it does need registration in advance. And, you know, we have to manually register people when they come in. So you'll be getting an email letter with a link and instructions, but please do sign in early so that we can get you registered, and then you can wait and come back at the time it starts. But it really helps us for people to come in early so that we can get you registered so that we know that you attended. And that's something that you want
absolutely
to be sure of. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
so
sure
I do
if you
see.
Are doing, I was just going to say, I just wanted to make sure to mention this. Certainly can watch this as a group. So if you've got several people together, you guys can, you know, do the academy together. But you all need to register individually because you all want credit that you've attended this. So if you have five people together that you guys are all kind of coming to one place and, you know, doing the academy together, kind of almost like a mini little live academy, that's great. And I love that. That would be awesome if you could do that. But you want to all make sure that you each register individually.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Rainey. Thank you. So, and I do see that you know, the corporate newsletter is out in your email. So, you know, that's got the information about the upgrades, you know, and, you know, some pictures from the AEP and things like that. So, in fact, you know, you've already got it in your email, in your Beamer mail, or if you've got them synced up. So that's that. And
I'm excited. I'm excited to look through those pictures and read about what all you guys did. Oh, those pictures look great. I'm excited to look through there. We do. We have another caller. It's area code 530. I believe this is Kate. Area code 530. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning. It is Kate. I tuned in a little late, and maybe you just answered my question. Cindy, when you said pictures from the AEP are available, is that from the event, the veterinarian event that you just attended?
Yeah, the American Association of Equine Practitioners. Yes, that's the veterinary convention, if you will.
The question I was going to ask is there promotional material available for us as distributors just to say, see, they were there or whatever?
Well, that's the, you know, the equine newsletter for December. So check it out in,
oh,
you know,
okay.
Look in your email from Beamer Corporate for the entire, you know, December newsletter, and then click on the more part for the equine section.
Okay, great. And I just thought I'd share an interesting factoid. I'd listened to an interview with a professor, B.C. Davis. Not exactly sure what his field is, but he's an agrarian, renowned agrarian scientist. And the subject was around cattle and methane and so on, but he shared an interesting factoid. And there are as many horses in the United States as there are cattle. And double that with cats and dogs. So it's like there's twice as many pet cat dogs as there are horses, and as many horses as there are cattle. It was interesting.
Yeah, that seems surprising, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's why he raised it, because this is a shocking factoid. So, yeah.
I don't know why I'm not surprised by that.
Maybe because you deal with them every day.
I
you know, but I think most people would you might not be shocked about the number of cats and dogs, but certainly the number of horses to cattle, since we're consumers of cattle, you know, for food. But yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, great. Yeah, thanks. That's a fun anecdote for today. Yeah. So think about all the horses that use us.
Yeah. Do you think there's a market for these products? If you know, well, let me share this with you. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And I can tell you from experience, I've never had a horse person buy a unit for themselves before they bought it for their horses. They want to buy them for themselves, but they always figure out a way to buy it for their horses first. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah.
All right. Yes, well, thanks so much, Kate. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yes, and so that newsletter is going to be a great way to share both the upgrades, which are also great just to share with people that we can share that Beamer is continuing to do more research and listen to us about upgrades and, you know, continue to work on our products even when they are, you know, complete. And then also the AAEP pictures and the tremendous booth, and those are always great things to be able to share with people. So. Another tool in our toolbox.
Yeah, and, you know, congratulating, you know, Mavis Spencer, who's one of our show jumping ambassadors on, you know, what is it, the FEI Nations Cup as part of the Team USA. They did extremely well. So, you know, it's always good to remind people that we have ambassadors to point to and say they are using this for a reason. You know, here's the comment from Mavis in your newsletter. My horses wear it twice a day, every day. Seeing such a big benefit was why I purchased one for myself as well. I saw immediate benefits to my sleep. I was way more relaxed, and I was waking up feeling a lot more refreshed. That's a wonderful testimonial to be able to share for both rider and horse perspective. So definitely use it.
Yeah, definitely. That's a great one. So, all right. Well, we have again filled our time, and we have covered some really great things today. Thank you so much for the update on the AEP. I think that was such a great event, and it sounds like you guys went over above and beyond what was necessary, but you made such a great impression, I think, on so many great equine practitioners across the country that I think it's going to be a big boost for all of us. So, if at the very least it can be something where you say, you know, your vet comes to your house for whatever problem and you say, well, can I use the Beamer? And it might not be the first time they've heard that word. So even if it's just that, we're making progress. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely we are. And so, yeah, and so think about the Equine Academy. It's obviously the last one this year, and we don't know, you know, we haven't, you know, designated a time yet next year. So, and next week, I hope that we'll have Tiff on because I know she's at the NFR in Vegas, and I'm sure there's going to be lots of stories, some of which could be shareable.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about what she's got going on, too. That'll be great. Okay, well, thank you, everyone, so much for calling in, for your questions, your comments. As you can see, almost everybody's question is a question that clears up something or gives information to everybody else. So please, if you have a question, I promise somebody else needs the answer too. So don't be afraid to hit that button and chat with us. But you can always use Facebook page too. I know a lot of people don't listen to this live. A lot of people listen to the recordings afterwards. So please feel free to use that IBD Facebook page to ask us questions. And we can address them on the Facebook page, but then we'll also bring it to Blog Talk and talk about it live. But between the two of us and three of us and whoever else we have on the show that day, to really get in depth and answer those questions and talk about those topics that you all want to hear about. So please let us know what that is, because we want to talk about what you want to hear. All right. Well, any final words from you today, Cindy?
No, I don't think so. I hope everybody has, you know, still takes advantage of the new essential set on the human side. It just doesn't have a battery and a backpack, but a lot of people, you know, that was not the real essential part anyway. So the price is still a very good value. So don't lose your momentum just because the November 30th date was reached.
Thanks, Cindy. And I know they were talking about not having the backpack back again, but the battery will come back again. And so that's always something you can talk to your, people about of yes, we don't have the batteries right now, but that is something you can purchase later. It's not something you have to purchase at the time. So that's always something that you can talk about as a later date purchase. So, all right. Thank you for that. Thank you everyone for calling in. Be sure to listen to the other days of Blog Talk. They're talking about really great things on the other days, but we're going to meet you here back next Thursday to talk about horses. All right. Thanks, everyone. I hope you have such a great week, and we will see you next week. Bye, Cindy.
Thank you, Brittany. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.